Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Ignite at Night. My name is Shalia.
My name is Jordan, but I ain't here.
Hey, everyone. My name is Vanessa.
Hey, my name is Embria.
And we are the Innovation Crew. Welcome to Ignite at Night. First of all, happy Bipolar Day. Today's Happy World Bipolar, where you raise awareness for Bipolar Day. As you can see, that's why Jordan and the other people who are going to call in didn't call in, because, you know, they ain't want to be called out like that. But you know me, I'm going to tell them. Keep it real anyway. But we have a lot to talk about. First of all, we got to go over this Cat Williams fight and why everybody's so, you know, hooked upon it. I really want to know what's so exciting. Also, we got to talk about Dave Chappelle going off on Caitlyn Jenner. Tiger's laughing, but somebody ain't. Big 90s reunion. Just so much. Also, Meek Mill again with the whole ghostwriting thing. And Will Smith. Just a lot of great news to talk about. Before I get into that, let's get into the movies coming out. First, who's seen Batman vs. Superman? Because I haven't even seen that yet.
You definitely know that I've seen Batman vs. Superman. It was alright. It was good.
It was alright. It wasn't as, was it as good as it was hyped up to be?
It was okay. Like, okay, so this, well, I can't tell the movie, no spoiler alert. But, you know, it was alright. It was not what I expected. I expected them to fight to the death. And you know, but they lame. Like, what are they doing? Like, nobody even died. Like, what? Well, they say they died, but you know, wink, wink. We all know this man's still alive. He coming back.
So, oh damn, girl, why you had to say that? We wanted to watch it ourselves. We ain't not you for that. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
I didn't
want to
spoil it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see how you do. But anyway, since we didn't go see those movies last night, let's talk about the other movies that maybe we want to see. First, we have Meet the Blacks, which I think is going to be hilarious, and I'm actually ready to see. So, when the black family inherits $1 million, hey to you too. You just going to keep calling my name?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. So, like I was saying, new show Meet the Blacks. So, when the black family inherits $1 million, they leave Detroit to try to have a better life in Beverly Hills. But what they don't know is that it is annual purge night in Beverly Hills. You guys know about the purge. All crime legal for 12 hours. This movie is starring Mike Epps, Mike Tyson, George Lopez, Gary Owens, Tiny, Lil Duval, Paris Hilton, Charlie Murphy, and more. That sounds pretty good, the purge, and that should be interesting. I love parody movies almost, don't y'all? They're very, like, funny to me for whatever reason.
Yeah, they are funny. I'm excited to see Meet the Blacks, though. I think it's going to be really, really good.
I do, too. I'm ready for that. Another great movie. And, oh, yes. Next Friday. Well, Friday is April Fool's Day, isn't it? That's so
cool.
I like how they did
that. April Fool's Day, I think I'm coming to school.
Ha, ha. The school be like, we're our students at. That's so funny.
Right.
That should be a prank.
Right.
That's for real. Yeah. Well, anyway, here's another great movie you guys may like to see April Fool's Day. So, Natural Born Pranksters. It's actually a chronic. It's the chronicle of the, well, y'all know the YouTube pranksters, right? Well, this includes Vitalize TV, Roman Aquad, and Dennis Rohde. They turned Hollywood into Prankwood. So, I want to see how this works out. Three pranksters from YouTube coming together to prank all these people. I would really love to see how that turns out. Do y'all be watching them pranks on YouTube? Some of them be really, really funny.
But I don't really like YouTube pranks anymore ever since my favorite YouTuber exposed almost all of them for being total fakes. So I'm just like, okay.
Well, you know, the pranks that are funny to me, in my opinion, the one with the Arabs, when they're acting like they're finna bomb places, no shade.
That would
those
be
really funny
to you. That would be funny to you. Yeah, that's
it
not
is.
Funny at so, all.
Okay, me and Fatma, who is Muslim, were both looking and laughing at the same video. So it's not,
Okay.
If you see somebody dressed up like that walking around with a black bag, they talk to you in a language you don't know, they drop the bag and run, 9 times out of 10 you think it's a bomb. For anybody, you're going to think, you're going to think something's in the bag. If they drop it, then run, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Error, but not. But those are really funny. Y'all should look them up. Woo!
Also, another movie I'm excited about, God's Not Dead 2. And I seen the first one, and it was great. So, God's Not Dead 2 centers on a Christian teacher who was forced before a judge for answering honestly a question about Jesus in her classroom. The principal and the superintendent join forces with the case. In Grace faces an epic court case that could... Girl, who's talking while I'm talking? Mm-hmm. So, like I was saying, gotta be when I'm talking about the Lord. It's starring Melissa Joan Hart, Robin Givens, Ray Wise, Ernie Hudson, and more.
Sounds like a great movie. The first one was great. I really enjoyed it, and I'm sure this is going to be great. I love God's Not Dead. So, time for our vote. Meet the Blacks. Ticket or skip it?
I'm going to definitely say ticket. I got to go check that out.
What about I'm going to say ticket. It sounds like it's going to be really funny. The commercials are very hilarious, so ticket.
Okay, so Vanessa, I got to ask a separate question for you. So is it ticket or bootleg? Because we know how you get down.
I mean, you know how I roll. You know, it might be a little bootleg in there, but maybe ticket.
Mm-hmm. As you see, Vanessa don't like to support the black movies. She only likes to go see the horror ones. But that's a different story.
Doing this extra stuff. Like, FYI, guys, I really don't buy bootlegs.
Okay, Natural Born Pranksters. Ticket or skip it? I may say ticket. I don't know. What about y'all?
Skip it.
All right. God's Not Dead 2. Ticket or skip it. Y'all better say ticket because I say ticket. This will
be a great movie. I just feel like if I don't say ticket, God's going to look at me and shake his head. So, ticket.
Mm-hmm. God is good regardless.
You guys, y'all know what God did? God gave us slots to go to ICBC. Now God's going to help us pay for it. That's my theory.
Yep.
In the name of Jesus, we're going to declare it, okay?
He didn't come this far to leave us. All right. Vanessa, tell us what's going on in this crazy world now.
Okay, so I don't know if this is something that I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing, but I want to know what you guys think about this. So a few weeks ago, the first transplant of HIV patients took place. It was a kidney transplant. Like, the person who gave the kidney had HIV, and the person who received the kidney had HIV. And it was a successful transplant. Everything went well. They just announced it. So I think it was at Johns Hopkins. The procedure took place at Johns Hopkins, and they just announced that everything went well. So now they can do more transplants on people with HIV. I think that's really good because a lot of people with HIV, they die because, you know, they might need something else other than their HIV, like a lung, kidney, whatever, but they can't get that because of their condition. So now that they've figured out how to do transplants like that, that's going to be really beneficial, and I think that's really good. What do you guys think about it?
That is really great. I'm glad they found something for it. Now let's hope they find a cure for it because we spent millions of dollars on it. And nothing has come up yet. Or they do have a cure, but they don't want us to know about it because they wouldn't make any more money prescribing that medicine. So, we just going to be like Herman and sip a little tea on that. But anyway, Ambria, what's going on in entertainment?
Singer Kalani Zayden. Kyrie Owen. Millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, God, Andrew, we can't hear you at all.
Kalani, the young singer, you know, he with me because I'm loyal, whatever, however it goes.
Yeah.
We all know she was dating Kyrie, who's worth millions and millions of dollars. She posted a picture about how she has the best boyfriend in the world, and this and the other. And then SoundCloud, Party Next Door, who's not worth as much as Kyrie, posted a picture of him holding her hand, saying all this stuff about how he has her in his bed, which basically ruined her relationship. She deleted all her pictures, and she posted how she had to almost kill herself and then deleted all her stuff again and all this stuff. And everybody, Instagram, Twitter, everybody, YouTube is killing her right now with the memes, the videos, everything. Comments is so crazy. But she didn't do that because she cheated on her boyfriend. I mean, she cheated. It's not like, you know, Kyrie did it. She did.
Yeah, she did that to herself.
Why can't people just be loyal nowadays? Just why? Why can't people be satisfied one person? Why? Why, Vanessa? Why
Bernie,
can't boys be loyal?
Why,
you know,
can't they be satisfied? I'm
I know. And then most of the people that do stuff like that downgrade, which is what I don't get. That happens most of the time.
Girl, what? Who is you? Oh, my God.
What? No, in general, seriously,
girl,
that's how
so
it mostly happens.
They can have all of these. Oh, my God. And then they're just going to go for a bag of potatoes. Like, where they do that at? Where?
A bag of potatoes, some sour cream.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
How funny.
Or then, you know, when they have nice, good black girls, they want to go to the white girls with period blood in their hair and, you know, act like they're
ew.
You know
what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
That's messy.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That was horrible. Mm-hmm.
It was. But anyway, you know what else is horrible but good? So this is half and half. So you guys know the whole religious bill thing that was going on with Governor Nathan Deal, who they were pressuring to sign the religious freedom bill, which would basically allow, you know, the LGBT community, they would have been denied service to people who did not want to do service to them, such as pastors who didn't want to get them married and yada, yada, like all that good stuff. So he vetoed the bill like I knew he would, and it was not because of that. Because about the money,
it's good.
You guys know that if he would have signed that bill, Disney,
a lot of businesses,
Delta, yeah, all the movie companies were threatening to leave. So I already knew he was not going to sign that because money talks.
Me
and
too.
It talks loud.
Yeah.
And you know what?
I don't blame
him. This is cool. So you guys know the NBA All-Star Game every year. Definitely a lot of money. The best basketball players in the world play against each other. So the Atlanta City Council is proposing a draft calling for the NBA to move the NBA All-Star Game to the ATL after North Carolina passed legislation that eliminates LGBT protection. So, once again, you know, Atlanta, thinking about their money talks. Oh, yes, see, we just denied our religious bill. Now bring the NBA All-Star Game down here to the Phillips Arena so we can make some more money. You know what I mean? Atlanta know how to do it. But, yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
The LGBT community should be really happy. People are taking a stand for y'all. Be happy. Also, who is happy? Fetty Wap and his partner, Masika, welcomed their baby girl, Kari Barbie Maxwell, yesterday in an L.A. hospital at around 6:07 p.m. The baby is 7 pounds and 1 ounce.
I got all the juice, I know.
Also, T.I. and Tiny welcome their third child together Saturday, March 26th at 2:58 p.m., 5 pounds. And now together they have three children. In all, they have a total of 7 kids. That's a lot.
Dang, yeah.
And y'all think me wanting 6 kids is a lot. That ain't... I feel like when you get to 7, Mark, you start to get overbooked. You said I'm going to be what?
How old? Kid.
I have a question. I feel like when you get to 7, that's when it starts getting a lot. I'm like, okay, 7 is a little too much.
Girl, 2 is
no, because here's the thing with 6. Okay, you guys know the cars, the little 3-seater cars, right? So,
wait,
so the first two. The
first two rows.
What?
Why is the baby's middle name Barbie?
I don't know. Max Fetty Wap. Y'all think she's going to come out with one eye or two?
No, ma'am.
I was just asking. What if her eye did come out, like, messed up, kind of? Wouldn't that be cute? It would be like Twitter.
That would be so petty. What? You guys are petty, bro.
Okay, well, I'm just imagining. Come on. Okay, one eye Willie, one eye Barbie. Okay.
That's not
funny. But, yeah, okay. Well, also, Alicia Keys and Miley Cyrus will be on season 11 of The Voice, so that should be really exciting. Do y'all watch The Voice? Actually, I stopped watching it, but when I did, it was a really good show.
I think it's better than my of that.
It's pretty good. Yeah. But, all right, anyway, as you guys know, I found out something that kind of made my life seem more sucky because, you know, we broke and we need cash. So yesterday, you guys know Prince does his Hit and Run tour. So he just decided, oh, I'm going to come to Atlanta next week and I'm going to just pop up and do a concert. And my ticket's going to start at $100 and I'm going to do it at the Fox Theater with not that many seats. So basically, he decided to do that to me, and it just made me hate money even more. You know, all of this come after I buy a pretty nice, expensive prom dress. That's when all the dudes start coming. You know what I'm saying? So, funny how life works, but I'm just praying that some loyal listener out there is going to hear this and say, hey, I'm going to give my ticket to this girl because she really loves Prince. She's always loved him. Well, Prince, if you're listening, you'll say, hey, come backstage. Okay, let me stop. I don't know. We're just going to see. I maybe volunteer at the Fox Theater because I was supposed to volunteer actually at the Beyonce concert because I would have gotten free, but it was Thanksgiving weekend, and I think I said no. But anyway, here's a throwback jam by Prince. Here is Kid.
Time.
All right. Throwback Kiss by Prince. Love that song. Speaking of that song, you guys know that was off his album Parade that was released March 31st, 1986. So tomorrow will be the 30th anniversary of that album. Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
That's cool. And tomorrow, guys, we're going to be counting down the top three songs because I can only play three songs at a time off that album, which includes Kids. But anyway, this is what we have to get into. This whole Cat Williams incident that everybody seems to be hype about, I haven't seen the full video. Have any of y'all seen the video?
Yeah, it was pretty sad.
It was sad. So, okay, which one of y'all can explain what happened to the beginning, in the beginning to the end? Vanessa, you want to do that?
Yeah, I'll do it. Okay, so this is what happened. So, I guess Cat Williams went to the school to do, I don't know what he went there to do, whatever. So he was there. He was surrounded by a bunch of little kids, you know. So this one little black little kid over here telling my son, "Bet you won't run, well, take me on the basketball court," something like that. Like, you know, stuff like that. He was just talking a bunch of mess. So Cat Williams was like, "Oh, okay." Pop. And then little hit that little boy. So then the little boy came back at him with the chokehold and wrestled him to the ground. And Cat Williams was like trying to tap out while he was on the ground and stuff. He basically got beat up by a little kid. But that little boy was 15, still in middle school, so I don't know. 17
to
grade.
Be correct.
He was that boy was 15.
They said 17.
No, they did not. They said, "How are you going to be 17 in middle school? They don't let you be 17 in middle school."
That's what my question, but I did research and all. I said 17, and so the boy's name was Luke Welsh, if I'm correct. Okay, so what do y'all think about it? First of all, because I think the boy tried him, and he deserved to get punched. Because I know a lot of people like that.
First of all, I think it's funny, but
yeah,
I also don't think he should have hit the little boy. I mean, come on now, just because. A kid is talking to you crazy, you gonna hit him?
Exactly.
That's just like you talking to somebody crazy, an adult crazy, and they hit you. So I think he was wrong for hitting the little boy, but he learned his lesson because he did not win.
Well, yeah. That's what you get. I mean, there's no excuse to hit the little boy. Like, it don't matter what he was saying. Talk is cheap. He's a grown man. What are you doing being a grown man? Doesn't matter how short you are, you're still a grown man. You should never be putting your hand on him.
Please. Some children do be trying grown people, and we see this at school.
Okay, but that doesn't.
Coach White, how many kids he done fought?
He didn't fight them. He didn't punch them in the face. He probably slammed them or held them down.
He
wanted
to lose his job. Of course
he didn't punch them in the face.
Mm.
There's
well,
a difference between restraining someone and actually punching them in the face.
Well, I mean, the boy shouldn't have rolled up on him like that. Because if it was me, I probably would have done the same thing.
Definitely.
And the people were there saying Cat Williams was there all day just playing soccer with the kids. And the eyewitnesses, and I did read it, and they were like, it basically was the boy's fault because he was on the opposing team with Cat Williams, I guess. And that Cat Williams was giving out money to people, just really, you know, chilling. And then all of a sudden he comes up and next thing they know is arguing and, you know. Y'all are funny saying it was sad. You guys, hold on real quick. The music's about to play really loud, but we'll be right back in a quick second. Let y'all know in advance. Or maybe not. I don't think it will. No, it's not. In the name of Jesus. Okay. So, but yeah. The guy was just as big as Cat Williams from what I saw, the little boy. He wasn't a little boy.
Bigger.
He was a grown boy.
He was bigger than Cat Williams. That thing's funny.
I know, in the seventh grade. He ain't got nothing else better to do. He needs his little recognition somewhere, I guess, because he ain't finna get it on graduation day. Well, let me stop. That sounded mean. That did. I know. Come on, guys. We got to do better. I actually feel bad for Cat Williams. I hope everything goes right with him. You know what?
Yeah.
I wonder if this is going to affect his tour, because you guys know he is on tour, the conspiracy theory, and he's actually set to, well, he was set to perform Saturday, April 2nd in L.A. I'm not sure if that's still going to happen because he is now facing charges with disorderly conduct and bond violation. So, yeah. Don't know how that's going to turn out. And by the way, the guy, 17-year-old Luke Wash, is actually a wrestler for his high school, so for Gainesville High School, he knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing. Yep. Just hope everything's going right. Anyway, model Janice Dickinson, you guys remember her? Well, I mostly know her from America's Next Top Model, the show. So she's been diagnosed with breast cancer. So let's keep her in our prayers, really. And also, I know I spoke of Gwen Stefani earlier, but Gwen Stefani said that she would be blessed to have a gay son. I'm going to read her comments. She said, "I would be blessed with a gay son. You know that I would be blessed about that. I just want my boys to be happy and healthy. I just ask God to guide me every day to be a good mother because it's not an easy job." She reminds me of Miss Brazil for some reason. That's not what some Miss Brazil would say, don't it?
I guess.
Y'all don't know her. But yeah, that's what she said. Anyway, so Zayn Malik's album was released last Friday. Everybody started releasing their albums on Fridays ever since Janet Jackson released hers on Friday. Just to let y'all know, this is the true fact.
Definitely not.
And they definitely did, because albums used to be released on Tuesday, but Janet Jackson released hers on the Friday, then everybody started a trend. I don't know if that's just a new trend, but she was the first one to do it. But here is a track of Zayn's new album called Truth, and I love it.
Don't try. was Streets by Zayn. I really, really like that song. I'm really happy, yeah, actually, that he's, you know, doing his, you can even tell, like, how, by the way he's sounding, he's really happy in doing this, his switch from boy band to R&B, and I'm really happy about that. But, yeah,
yeah,
it's good. So, a great little 90s reunion for all you 90s gals. Vanessa too young, she'll know nothing about this. But
can you pop off? Like, can I breathe? Can I?
Okay, inhale.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay.
I needed help with that.
You did. But anyway, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys in 98 Degrees teams up, well, in O-Town, teams up for a song. The song is titled In the End and is the song for the upcoming film Dead 7, which was written by Backstreet Boys member Nick Carter. And the film is going to star Nick Carter's NSYNC, Joey Fontaine, O-Town's Trevor Pinnick, Jacob Underwood, and more members from the band. So that's really cool. Can you, like, imagine this happening, like, in 1998 when all of them were just at their peak? Like, that would have been just crazy.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
It's kind of like when everybody said, like, what if Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey did a song together when they were both in their prime? They did one in 1998. But, you know, when they were in their prime, they were just like, oh, what? That would have been just incredible.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, guys, Tracy Morgan said he contemplated suicide after the 2014 car accident. He said that he felt guilty. Mm-hmm. He felt guilty that he survived, and his friend, comedian James McNair, did not. Said it was really hard for him, but I don't blame him. That has to be sad.
Yeah, that was
really
sad.
I feel kind of guilty too, so look what God can do. He's okay. But another funny news, Dave Chappelle roasted Caitlyn Jenner at his sold out show in Hollywood. Tiger was happy, but Kylie wasn't. So he spent at least 6 to 7 minutes talking about Bruce Jenner, saying that he was old enough to remember Bruce as Superman who was beating Africans in track and field back in the 70s. And he said he knew there was a change coming after running with Kanye West. He said, I said, Kanye, why the long face? Kanye replied, man, you'll see. So, shay. Kylie didn't like that. But oh well, who cares? It was funny. All right, when you come back, here we get to the juice of the day. So Meek Mill couldn't beat Drake in lyrics, so he decided to beat somebody acquainted with Drake in another way. And also, Chris Brown going off again. Never stop. Here is a throwback jam. Again, continuing my tribute to 5,000 from A Tribe Called Quest, here is Scenario.
Broadway show, so sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's through. But here's the real scoop.